The gentle water dragon, in the heart of the sapphire sea, where the whispered secrets of the depths, there lived a water dragon named Marina. Unlike the stories told by the village elders, Marina was not a fierce creature. She had glistening scales that shimmered like morning dew, and her eyes sparkled with the gentle kindness of the sea. But the villagers had never seen Marina, fearing the tales of a mighty, monstrous beast lurking beneath the waves. They made her into a monster in their minds, though Marina carried no malice in her aquamarine heart. One balmy day, a young boy named Tad ventured out on his little boat. The danced playfully, rocking his vessel. Tad carried with him the weight of curiosity that could only be found in the fearless hearts of children. As he journeyed further, he saw ripples on the water's surface larger than any fish could make. It must be the monster, he thought with a mix of fear and excitement. Suddenly, Marina's head, adorned with translucent fins, broke the surface. Tad's fear turned to wonder when he saw her serene gaze. I'm not here to harm, Marina said in a voice that flowed like a melody. I only wish for friendship, for the sea is lonely without the laughter of children. Tad, anchored by bravery, reached out his hand. Marina nuzzled it gently with her snout. He felt the connection between human and dragon, a bond that defied the legends of monsters. Together, they swam along the coastline, with Marina showing Tad the vibrant coral reefs and the treasures of the deep. Upon returning to the village, Tad shared his story. The elders gasped. The children gasped. Marina isn't a monster. She's a friend, Tad exclaimed. With time, Marina became the village's guardian, their gentle water dragon, a friend to all. The children played by the sea, knowing that Marina was always there, watching over them with a heart as vast as the ocean itself. And from then on, the village told a new story, one of a water dragon who wasn't a monster but a cherished member of their seaside home.